Hey everyone, welcome to Thought Control, the show where we dive into fresh ideas, real stories, and conversations that actually matter. I'm your host, Cameron Beheimer, and every episode is all about exploring new perspectives and keeping it real. So sit back, relax, and let's take back control of your thoughts. I'm super excited to have y'all back on this second episode of Thought Control. Really, it's the first actual episode. The first episode we did a couple weeks ago was just the pilot episode, the introductory episode to the podcast, kind of explaining the structure, the foundation of the podcast, and the ideas that might be presented in this podcast. But today I wanted to talk about some things that I've been thinking about, you know, in my car and times where I can slow down and actually think. You know, driving to and from work for like 30 minutes a day, either listening to music, listening to other podcasts, listening to the news, things like that. Or just sometimes I find myself sitting in silence on the drive home and just listening to the sounds of the road, the air rushing past the windshield and the windows of my car, trying not to get too frustrated at other drivers trying to cut me off and things like that. I find myself kind of wandering, my thoughts kind of wandering to these other things, you know, other things that are not work, things that aren't school, things that aren't necessarily the most important things that I have going on, but just kind of random ideas, random things that kind of pop into my head. You know, I think about projects I can do on my house, you know, building different things in my home, doing a bathroom remodel, stuff like that, or moving to the English countryside at some point in my life. I don't know. That was like a random thought that I was having this afternoon with my wife, and it was kind of fun to just think about. And it kind of made me ponder and think about the idea of, you know, just starting, getting started on things, and actually taking that first step towards an idea, that first step towards a project, or a big change or journey in your life. And that's something I want to talk about on today's podcast is that first step and what that looks like and kind of the feelings and emotions that kind of surround those first steps. So that's what we're going to get into today. Of course, there's something really fascinating about starting something new, whether it's a project or a job or a habit, or even a relationship. I think relationships are probably the thing that people can maybe connect with the most in this, is the feelings of butterflies and the heart rate going up and maybe sweating and being really nervous when you're looking at that person and you're like, I'm about to go ask them out and really take a step, take a chance on this thing. Or even like when you get a new job, you walk in that first day and you're like, man, this is terrifying. This is super scary. And maybe the prospect of changing jobs is really scary for you as well. But there's excitement, and that's kind of the first phase of getting started, is that excitement phase, the thought of like, I'm going to do this new thing. I'm going to do something that's different than my norm, that's different than, maybe it's a rut you feel yourself in, but different than that rut. I'm going to try to get out of this. I'm going to do something new. It's a novel thing. In that excitement phase, it triggers something in our brains. It triggers the dopamine in our brains. And it kind of makes us motivated to start something new. And beginnings often feel energizing, inspiring. And even if the thing that we're trying to do is really hard and difficult, we kind of feel energized because it's new, it's fresh, and it hasn't really had time to kind of get to the point where it might be boring or feel like a rut. And then there's also another aspect of starting something new, of change, where it's scary. You know, like the change that you're experiencing might be scary because you're so used to the normalcy of what you're in, where starting something new is uncomfortable and you don't really know what the end is like. You don't know what that journey looks like, and you don't know the steps to get there. To get to the end of that task or that journey or whatever, right? So we start kind of allowing those thoughts of those feelings of fear and that resistance to starting whatever it is that we want to start, whether it's a podcast or a YouTube channel or a new job or starting like a marathon training or running training program, right? We get scared. We think it's too difficult. We start overthinking it. We doubt ourselves, like we're not good enough. We don't have the voice, or we don't have the face, or like I'm not fit enough or athletic enough. I think we kind of get in our own heads of, you know, we have to be the perfect person for this thing. I think when I think of it in terms of training for a race or trying to do a workout program or like a running program, for myself at least, I find myself thinking, man, I haven't ran in like 5 years probably now. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not a runner. When I run, I get tired quickly, right? So why would I try to run? But in reality, you run to be able to run longer, to feel better, to feel more fit. And that's kind of like anything, right? Like with a new job, you know, you go into a new job, whether you go into a job after high school or you go into a job after college, you get some sort of training for that job. But in reality, every new job you go into is new, right? You don't know what to expect in that job. You don't know what the daily rhythms of that job are. You don't know how to do the job really until you really get your feet wet and you really start doing the work that you're there to do, and you'll mess up and you're not an expert in that job. Now, the training that you have in the past can help prepare you for that job, but you're not an expert. And it's really easy to give up in those moments where you feel overwhelmed. You feel maybe like an imposter in that role. And that's kind of where my mindset goes when I'm thinking about training and doing a running program or trying to eat healthy. It's like the first couple of days, I'm really excited. I'm going to do this. And then you kind of burn out after the fourth or fifth day. And you're like, man, this is really difficult. I'm not an expert. I failed yesterday. I'm just going to stop. And with a diet or like a running program, it's pretty easy to give up because it's only you that you're affecting. But with a job or with education or something of that sort, you're not necessarily only affecting yourself. You're affecting your coworkers, potentially. You're affecting your spouse if you're married, and your family if you have kids. Or and you're also affecting yourself because your income might be less enough to change the way that you're living. But so that fear and resistance stage of change and trying something new, it's real. And I feel like everybody at some point has experienced that. But if we get past that stage of fear and resistance, we start realizing that, you know, well, we can do this. Like we get into things and we start learning the small things, and then those small things go to bigger things. And we start having those little baby steps, if you will. And our identity begins to shift from doubting ourselves to realizing, like, oh, I can do this. I can do these things that are difficult. And those little difficult things turn into bigger, harder challenges. But feeling that self-confidence of, I can do those harder things because I've done these smaller things in the past. And we start learning. We start learning how to overcome those things. We start learning new skills. We start learning new techniques to help us make tasks easier and more efficient. And we start getting more motivation. We start getting that discipline because we're like, we can do this. We start feeling good again. And that excitement phase starts coming back in. And we start getting that dopamine in our brains again because we're like, oh, we can do this. We've overcome the fear and the resistance, and we're beginning to become an expert in this thing. And we start growing, right? We start growing into somebody who's confident and is able to do those things. And then we are driving back from work, that new job that we just got good at and that we're feeling comfortable in, and it's kind of becoming a rhythm, more excited, and your brain might meander to some new idea. And the cycle starts over again. And you go back to that excitement phase of, ooh, I'm going to try something different. And then you get a little scared. And then you push through that fear and you start doing that new thing. It's a little easier next time to do something new, to do a project that's different at work maybe, or to start a new hobby or something like that, right? It doesn't have to be anything huge. But also, I don't want it to sound like you have to jump from thing to thing. It's okay to stay with the ordinary, with something that you're used to. There's nothing wrong with that. And maybe that's what is novel, is actually sticking with something for a long time and becoming an expert on that, becoming really good at that thing and creating new ideas in that thing. And that's something I struggle with, is, you know, doing something for a few years and then, you know, like, okay, I'm done with this thing. I've kind of learned a lot and getting kind of bored with it and wanting to jump to something new. And that definitely dogged me in undergrad and dogged me in my early years of college, because I would find myself not being great at something. And then I would jump to something new and because I was scared. But as I've gotten older and as I've actually worked jobs for longer, I realized, like, oh, yes, it's hard at first because you don't know. Once you do know what you're doing, it gets easier and it gets exciting and it gets enjoyable. And I think that is the rewarding piece there. So I guess the moral of this conversation today is that, you know, rather than allowing fear and not feeling like an expert and not being perfect, rather than allowing that to control us and our decision making, and controlling us into not taking action and starting something, we just need to take that first step. And we need to step out of the boat and trust that we can walk on water. You know, we need to just take action and do something rather than sit back and dream all the time. Dreams are great. They can lead to great things, but dreams without action are just dreams, right? And I think that's something that I've been thinking about a lot at work and in my car on the drive home from work, is that, you know, I have a lot of dreams. I have a lot of things that I want to do, but they really often just stay dreams. They really often just stay ideas, and they don't actually formulate anything. They don't actually become something, because I doubt whether I can do it. I doubt whether it's realistic or possible. And sometimes dreams aren't realistic or possible, and you learn pretty quick that, you know, that not that it was a dumb dream, but that it was maybe not a realistic dream. That's okay. But if you don't try, and if you don't allow yourself to take that step of attempting it, you know, you never know, right? It could work out, it could not. But that's also part of the learning process, is failure, right? We learn from our mistakes. We learn from failure. And that's a good thing. And that's how we grow. And that's how we fall forward. And I think that is something that everybody should strive to do, is to learn from mistakes. Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't be perfect. You don't have to be perfect in things. Nobody's perfect, even if somebody thinks they're perfect or tries to be perfect, they're not perfect. And I think that's kind of the downfall of this social media age, is that people try to paint this perfect picture of themselves in the world on social media or wherever. And it's kind of rewired our thinking, rewired our brains, that we have to be picture perfect before we can present ourselves to the world. And that's not true. That's not true. You don't have to be picture perfect to go out there and do what you want to do and try new things. People might laugh at you, they might mock you, but at the end of the day, if you're doing something that you feel is something that can benefit you, can benefit other people, can benefit the world, why not? Why not give it a shot? Why not do it? And why not try it? So yeah, I appreciate you listening. And I know today's episode was kind of more motivational, but I hope it was also a thing where you can, hopefully it can motivate you to get out of your own head and take back the thought of being able to do things and having that control over the thought of starting, rather than just staying stuck in the planning and dreaming process. So I appreciate your time. I'm super excited to get the second episode out there, and I'm excited to hear some feedback and to grow myself on this podcast. This is one of those things that I didn't know I was going to be doing right now at this point of my life or of the year, but I decided to just give it a shot, give it a start, and take the feedback. So I appreciate your feedback. Feel free to give me some constructive criticism in the comments, and I will try to grow from that. But I look forward to hearing from you guys, and I look forward to being with you guys in the next one. Have a good one.